AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Crude oil prices finished lower today, but gasoline keeps going up. Depending on who you ask, the average price is either closing in on or has surpassed $5 a gallon. Shelley Adler has been talking to Gas Buddy about it.
Another record at the gas pump and a big round number.
This is one of the records you certainly don't want to break. The national average now for the first time hitting the $5 a gallon mark.
Patrick Tahan is with GasBuddy.com says COVID-weary families are hitting the road despite the high prices.
We're in a time where the economy is somewhat juiced or charged because of Americans' desire to get out. This is kind of the first summer that things feel back to normal, and Americans aren't going to be held at home again by gas prices.
GasBuddy.com, which tracks gas prices in real time, says the average has gone up 66 cents a gallon in the last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. benchmark crude oil fell 60 cents today, closing at $121.51 a barrel. President Biden is trying to present a unifying vision for the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of the Americas. He says we stand at an inflection point.
Our challenge is to shape the outcomes so the future reflects democratic values of our region, an economy that we want to live and work in, and that ensures a fair playing field for our workers and our businesses.
The summit has been marred by divisions and absences. A rare primetime congressional hearing tonight on the Capitol riot. Sagar Meghani reports it may not change many minds.
The hearings come 5 months before midterm elections that'll decide congressional control. Some Republicans say the committee's work will backfire on Democrats come November, that voters want the focus on inflation and security, not what happened a year and a half ago. The panel's work is intended to stand as a public record, an accounting of how the tradition of peacefully transferring power nearly slipped away.
This is AP News. The Novavax vaccine under consideration by the FDA may become an option for those hesitant due to religious concerns. Jennifer King has details.
The protein-based COVID-19 vaccine by latecomer Novavax that's already in use in Europe and in the late stages of review by the FDA could help with a problem military officials have seen. Many of the 27,000 troops who sought a religious exemption cited certain vaccines' remote connection to abortions. Novavax says that no human fetal-derived cell lines or tissue were used at any stage of production for its vaccine. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, approval of a shot for children under five could come next week. The White House's Dr. Ashish Jha.
If the FDA and CDC recommend these vaccines, this would mark an important moment in the pandemic. It would mean that for the first time, essentially every American, from our oldest to our youngest, would be eligible for the protection that vaccines provide.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.